Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
This could be the saddest, emptiest summer America has ever endured. Not just because of the recession, police killings, or the coronavirus lockdowns, bad as those are, but because of baseball, or the lack of it. Major league owners and players finally agreed on a laughably abbreviated season. Minor league teams have largely canceled their schedules altogether. Same for college leagues, softball leagues, and little leagues. I'm worried. What we used to call our national pastime may never recover. So what, you might ask? Baseball has been losing fans for years to football, basketball, now soccer. What saddens me is the enormity of that loss. For more than a century, baseball has been a cornerstone of American culture, national unity, and childhood. Some of my earliest memories are of baseball, playing catch with my dad, him teaching me about batting averages and the infield fly rule, sitting next to him when he caught a foul ball barehanded at a real major league game. I hardly noticed that he dumped his beer into my lap. Soon after learning to read, I discovered the rich literature of baseball. First, the simple biographies of heroes like Ty Cobb and Jackie Robinson, then the richer, more complex novels of that Shakespeare of the genre, John R. Tunis. His 1948 novel, High Pockets, taught me baseball isn't just a game. It's life, full of promise, failure, redemption. Other sports attract good writers, but baseball is the outfield of giants. Ring Lardner, Bernard Malamud, Philip Roth, Roger Kahn, Roger Angel. My kids grew up long after the sport's golden age, but I fed them baseball books anyway. They loved them. My grandkids, alas, prefer books about dinosaurs and dystopian fantasy. But one day, I saw a battered copy of High Pockets at our local library's sale of unwanted books. I turned to the inside back cover, and sure enough, it hadn't been taken out in 30 years. On the checkout slip was the name of its last borrower, my older son. We gave the book to his son, age 13. I hope he becomes a fan. If not of baseball, then of good writing. Also, as a result, of life's surprises, disappointments, and its boundless possibilities. As they say in baseball, wait till next year. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.